Hi, it's time for a dose of the good stuff. It's Kim and Mike Burge out of Valentine, Nebraska. We've got some good things to share with you. For example, I'm going to share a poem by Yvonne Hollenbeck. Now that is something to look forward to. We always love to hear when she's got something. So make sure you stay tuned. That's coming right up. Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Ever wish you had a single source for all your livestock news? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more? No need to roam for information. Just you, your coffee, and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com. It's what ranchers read.
So you have something from our friend Yvonne Hollenbeck.
I do. She's not very far from us, you know.
Up in Clearfield, South Dakota area.
Just up the road a bit. It's called the Ranch Rig. I think a lot of people will connect with this. Try not to laugh too hard. He comes inside and asks me if I'd like to take a ride. He's checking cows and knows I always like to help outside. But there's usually is a reason why I'm asked to go along. He's needing help with something or a calf is coming wrong. But there's one thing why I hesitate and a reason to abstain. It's the inside of his ranch rig. Perhaps I should explain. Have you ever seen the aftermath of cyclones or of war or effects from an explosion, its carnage and the horror? A feedlot mixed with someone's garlic breath or of decomposing mice after decon caused their death. Well, combine that all together and you just might have a clue of the inside of his ranch rig that is multiplied by two. The back one's draped with ropes and guns and twine and gunny sacks. You can't see out the windshield because of caked on dirt and cracks. And you could plant a garden on the dirt that's there on the dash if it weren't for gloves and papers and other types of trash. The poor old seat has had it where some springs are poking through, and I doubt that it's been cleaned up since the day that it was new. You cannot even fathom all the stuff that's on the floor, and part of it falls out each time you open the door. There are oil cans and grease rags, a rusty can of nails, a vaccine gun, and ear tags thrown in a plastic pail. Some used cow tags, a log chain, and feed bells from O2, pop cans, axe, and duct tape. Some is used and some is new. There's a box of fencing staples. Some are used and bent. And there's my good screwdriver. I wondered where it went. You can tell that he's been calving by the pulling chain and rag, and the odor coming from them is enough to make you gag. I sure don't need to tell you that among this junk and crud was hay and straw and pellets and manure, sand and mud. But when we're checking pastures, the one thing that I hate is crawling over all this junk when I have to get the gate.
There is the reason she went along, right?
Yeah. Yvonne Hollenbeck. Love everything that she does.
Thanks for sharing that with us. I have something short for you today. This is called The Lineup. And a young man excitedly tells his mother that he's fallen in love and he's going to get married. He says, "Just for fun, Ma, I'm going to bring over three women, and you try to guess which one I'm going to marry."
Oh, tricky.
The mother agrees. The next day, he brings three beautiful women into the house and sets them down on the couch, and they chat for a while. He then says, "Okay, Ma, guess which one I'm going to marry." She immediately replies, "The one in the middle." "That's amazing, Ma. You're right. How did you know?" "I don't like her."
So. Oh, I hope that's just a joke. I hope that's not a true story retold. Okay, first day of school. A former sergeant, having served his time in the Marine Corps, took a new job as a school teacher. But just before the school year started, he injured his back. He was required to wear a plaster cast around the upper part of his body. Fortunately, the cast fit under his shirt and wasn't even noticeable. On the first day of class, he found himself assigned to the toughest students in the school. I bet that's not by accident. The smarty pants punks, having already heard the new teacher was a former Marine, were leery of him and decided to see how tough he really was before trying any pranks. Walking confidently into the rowdy classroom, the new teacher opened the window wide and sat down at his desk. When a strong breeze made his tie flap, he picked up a stapler and promptly stapled the tie to his chest. There was dead silence. He has had no trouble with discipline this year.
All right. That is funny. All right. We're going to be counting down to Easter. Send those items to kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening on great radio stations out there like Lemon, South Dakota's KBJM 1400. Stay tuned for another edition of The Good Stuff.